From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. East Coast digs out and cleans up from a record-breaking winter storm. It will be days before life returns to normal along the U.S. East Coast after a massive winter storm brought blizzards, floods, and record snowfalls to tens of millions of people. The U.S. government closed federal agencies in Washington on Monday for all but emergency employees. In New York, the city's 68 centimeters of snow was its second largest snowfall since 1869. Ramon Taylor has more on the storm from New York.
Weather history books will remember Winter Storm Jonas as a blizzard that lived up to predictions, affecting 85 million Americans from the southeast U.S. to the nation's capital to New York City, where snowfall measured 68 centimeters, the second most ever recorded. For social media users who affectionately referred to Jonas as Snowmageddon, Snowpocalypse, and Snowzilla, the storm was an excuse to share their excitement. But now, as Americans dig their way out and attempt to get back to work, whatever fun may have been had is effectively over for many.
For people who have cars, it becomes a hell.
Especially for Osvaldo, whose shovel was nestled somewhere safe inside his vehicle. But for the city's elderly, the accumulated snow presents another complicated set of problems.
I'm one of the lucky ones at my age that I get out the way I do. See, unless you are capable of walking properly, you're taking a chance on going out in this weather.
Meisner says this year's winter storm was the worst he remembers in his 59 years living in New York. But as long as everyone shovels, he says, he'll manage just fine with his walker. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
This is VOA.